أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يظاهرون منكم من نسائهم ما هن أمهاتهم إن أمهاتهم إلا اللائي ولدنهم وإنهم ليقولون منكرا من القول وزورا وإن الله لعفو غفور. After discussing the very basic aspects of that of zihar, is when a man says to his wife, you are like my mother to me, or you are like the back of my mother to me. In paganism, pre-Islamic era, that was constituted as a separation between husband and wife. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the reality, how the reform comes, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces this whole law, now changes, because that was an absolute zulm upon the woman, that now a person says that she comes out of his nikah, and hence forever and ever they would remain in that way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the approach of the sahabiya Hazrat Khawla radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reforms this entire situation. Allah says, Alladheena yudhahiruna minkum min nisa'ihim, those of you who say to your wives that you are like the back of my mother, from amongst the women, ma hunna ummahatihim, then they are not your mothers. A wife will never become the mother, and nobody else can become anybody else's mother. In hunna in ummahatuhum illa allai waladanahum, their mothers is only that woman that had given birth to them. That will never ever change. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَزُورًا. Then what about these words that a person has uttered? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly they have said munkar, they have said an evil and undesirable word, wazura, and at the same time they had spoken a lie. It is absolute falsehood. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pardoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. Allah is most forgiving. That if a person, after uttering these words, he realizes that, then he should make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand. And on the other hand now, he needs to go back to his wife. And if he wishes to do so, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown the way out. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ, those who have said to their wives that they are kin to their mothers, ثُمَّ يَعُودُونَ, and they want to retract from it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, and now they regret they have done so, لِمَا قَالُوا, of what they have said. Then there is a penalty, there is a fidya that will come into, or a kafara that will come into operation. First, Allah says, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَيَّةَ مَاسَ, that he will free the of a slave before each one touches the other. In other words, they can get back together and they can continue the marriage, because the marriage is not annulled in the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, in order for him to go back to his wife and to have conjugal rights, he will have to first give out this kafara. The first option of the kafara is that a person would free a slave. ذَلِكُمْ تُعَذُونَ بِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by that you will be admonished. In other words, now you will take heed and you will be careful of your words. When you speak to your wives, when you speak to anyone else, you will be absolutely heedful. You will be absolutely careful in what you say. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well, He is well aware of your deeds, what you do. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, obviously, that may be difficult for all and sundry to give out a slave, or rather to free a slave. Everyone may not have the ability to, and everyone may not be possessing a slave. So Allah says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, that person who does not find a slave, فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ, then he should fast 2 months consecutively. From here we can see the severity of doing such a thing. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّةَ مَاسَ, before each one touches the other. Obviously, everybody may not have the physical ability to fast for 2 months in a row, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, then that person who does not have the ability, فَإِطْعَامُ سِتِّينَ مِسْكِينَ, then he should feed 60 poor people. And this will be in different ways. The options are that 60 people in one day the person can feed, or one poor person he can feed over a period of 60 days, etc. ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that is so that you believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this part of the ayat also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing us that if we have true iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person did such a thing, then that person will retract and he will turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or alternatively, it could also mean, and that you abide by the law of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ, and that is the hudud, that is the bounds, the boundaries and the limitations set down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and for the disbelievers is a painful punishment. That concludes this entire episode or incident of the dhihar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls the husband Aus bin Samit. When he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads these ayat that have been revealed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, now you should free a slave. So he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not have the financial ability to do so. I do not possess, and nor can I purchase and free a slave. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the second option, that now you should fast for 60 days. It is said that when he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was almost blind, he couldn't even see. So he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can see my condition, that I cannot and I will never be able to fast for 2 months consecutively. My body would not be able to bear that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the third option of feeding 60 people, 60 poor people. He said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not even have that amount of money that I can feed 60 poor people unless you help me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself gave him some dates and other food, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum all put together, and in this way he was able to fulfill this kafara or penalty that was due upon him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly those people who oppose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُبِتُوا كَمَا كُبِتَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, they will be disgraced like how those before them were disgraced. Here a very, very severe warning from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And many of us, as far as the law of Allah is concerned, we show a great amount of respect and satisfaction. But sometimes when we read the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unnecessarily we try to differentiate between the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make excuses because of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to take heed. وَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ, and certainly the clear signs, the clear verses have been revealed, we have revealed it. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and for the kafirin, the disbelievers, is a disgraceful punishment. يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا, Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect everyone. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform them about what they had done in this world. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat is very clear. Allah does not need to ask us what we did. We would have forgotten most of what we had done. Allah Ta'ala will inform us. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded it whilst man has forgotten it. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to everything. Allah sees and observes everything a person does. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.